Thanks for having me, Alex.
Now, right off the bat, being a kid from Saskatchewan, what was it like growing up to play for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders?
Well, it was kind of a dream of mine right from the beginning. I had my older brother, Barry, that kind of made the footsteps for me, and he played before I did. I was in public school, whatever, at Gull Lake, and it was a dream to someday play for the Rough Riders, but it, you know, it seemed like a distant dream at some times, but it, as it turned out, it was a thrill because I was a big fan of the Rough Riders growing up in Gull Lake, and, you know, sitting back and watching the games on TV and listening on the radio. It was, you know, always a Rough Rider fan my entire life, and now I'm back being a fan again as well as alumni.
So since you retired from football, what's been keeping you busy?
Well, I was very fortunate after I retired in 1992. I had the opportunity. I got a job with Sask Energy, Transgas, and the Land Department, and it's been a great, great career after football for myself, and, you know, it's a great company to work for. I just retired there a little over a year ago, but I still do some contract work at this time with Watson Land, and my boss now is Garth Hoffert, and he's a great individual as well, so I do a little bit of that. I spend a lot of time probably doing just a little bit of golfing, stuff like that, but work here and there as well.
Now, mentioning the word retired, you're one of the few players that ever played for the Riders to have their number retired. What does that mean to you?
Well, I mean, when you look at it, you see the names up there, the, you know, the greats that were involved in the plane crash, and Ronnie and George and Dave. I mean, I just feel kind of, you know, a little bit sheepish as far as being there with a retired jersey. There's a lot of players that, you know, are deserving of that as well. But it's just one of those things that I guess at that time they selected me, and, you know, it's a great honor. I mean, to play for the Rough Riders all those years, and it's just a homegrown boy from Gull Lake. It's quite a thrill, and it's something beyond my expectations, that's for sure.
Do you have any secret talents that we don't know about?
I don't think I have too many secret talents. It was just one of those things playing football. I had great workout partners, myself, Bobby Jerson, and Bob Pulley, Dave Albright, Skullroot, you know, guys like that. We worked out hard together, and we had a lot of fun doing it. It's something that, for me, if that's a secret or not, I just, you know, worked hard and enjoyed. I still enjoy going to the gym here in Lumsden right now at the present time, and it's that's just one of those things with football and that. It when you do your workout and that, it's just, to me, it was always fun.
Now, outside of the 89 championship, is there any moment in your career that really stands out as a highlight?
Well, unfortunately, I was at that time where we didn't have a whole lot of highlights, but I can certainly remember my first time I ever played at Mosaic Stadium, as it was, and then in those days it was Taylor Field. So, you know, that memory of that was an exhibition game with the Rough Riders and playing with the Rams as well, too, but to actually go out there in front of the Rider Nation, and I mean, we had some fair-sized crowds at those times as well, and that was probably one of the first times that I ran on the field as far as, you know, in a Rough Rider uniform. That was pretty special, that's for sure.
Now, after years of playing in and just being at Taylor Field, what are your thoughts on the new Mosaic Stadium?
Well, I tell you, it's I've had the opportunity, PCL Garth Tomlinson give us a tour here about, I guess it was about 8 months before it was opening, so we had kind of a tour of the stadium, and then you could just see what it was all about and the great work that was done with it as well. And here about 3 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to my good friend Steve Mazurek give me a tour of the dressing rooms and such, and with Jeremy O'Day's help as well, they give me a tour of the dressing room. And I thought that, you know, it's just amazing. The whole stadium is just great. I mean, it's something that it's hard to explain till you get there. I mean, it's just I guess our first game was with the Rams and the Huskies when they played back last fall. And that was just a great game, and it was a good introduction to the stadium. But now as we get there, the first game against Winnipeg, it was a good game, but unfortunately they lost. But it was still, it just seemed like it was like you're in a different part of the world with that stadium. But it's just now that it's our stadium, it's going to be really, really special.
Now with the new stadium comes the new team, and as you mentioned, you get to be a fan again. What's your take on this team in 2017?
For me, being an old offensive lineman, I like watching the offensive line. I mean, it's, you know, when you look at their starting five with Brendan Labatt, Dan Clark, and Peter Dankowski, and Derek Dennis, and Thaddeus Coleman, I mean, those guys are only going to get better, and they played, as far as I'm concerned, they played really well the first games here, the first three games, and they're only going to get better, and their offensive line coach, Steven Sorlis, he's a good coach, and to me, they're working well together, and I think Peter Dankowski that they kind of brought in from Hamilton, I know he come from Toronto, but he's been a great addition to the team as well, and as long as they can stay healthy, they're going to have a great year. And with Kevin Glenn, our quarterback, I mean, he showed that he still has it. I mean, he's a good quarterback, and their defense is coming around now, and I think it's going to be a exciting year yet. They have the week off this week, and then they get right back at it against Calgary, and I think that's going to be a good test. It always is against Calgary and Calgary. But for all the years, Rough Riders usually play very well in Calgary, so look forward to it.
Now, I don't know if your friends Ray Algard or Dave Ridgway have told you, but we have this thing on our show called the CFL Hottie Bowl. Think of it as naming a Pro Bowl roster, but for the attractive men in the league. So I'm just wondering, who do you think from the 89 Grey Cup team should have been on the Hottie Bowl?
Well, it certainly wouldn't be none of our offensive linemen.
The offensive linemen still have a spot in the Hottie Bowl.
I would go with a guy like Dave Albright. Dave Albright, yeah.
Dave Ridgway actually said that as well. That was his pick.
Mm-hmm. And that'd be my pick as well.
And he was always combing his hair, right?
Yeah, I mean, but he's one of those guys. He's a middle linebacker, and he was a stud. I mean, he's just a great guy, a great, great football player, and it's just I always looked up to him because without him, we wouldn't probably won the Grey Cup in 89. That's the way I look at it, and he's a good-looking guy.
Now, speaking of the team from 89 and the past here, we don't want you to name any names. You can if you want. Are there any particular road trip stories that stand out during your career?
Yeah, I could reminisce a few, but one that sticks out probably a little bit is the Western Final when we played in Edmonton. Again, we're dating ourselves way back here. You guys ain't gonna remember, but this is what it was: is Bob Pulley in the offensive line. We went out for dinner, and Bob and I are roommates, and we come back the night before the game, about 9 o'clock, after having a good meal, after grazing in a restaurant for about 4 hours. I mean, getting our carbs up as far as offensive linemen go, and then we went back to the room and opened the room, and here Bob's bed was gone, and all his suitcase was out of the room and everything, and here was bed was leaning up against the wall out in the hallway, and here Glenn Suter and Ridgway, of all guys, they played a little prank on us. So it was, there's lots of great stories, but I mean, that one kind of stuck out as the Western Final. Bob phones down the front desk and kind of questioned where his luggage is and that, but until we finally put two and two together, who was involved with it, it all come out as a good joke.
Dave actually told us that same story.
Who did?
Dave Ridgway.
Oh, wow, he was a conniver behind it all. He was better. Because we weren't there for the most part. It was just, we just come back and we're ready to have some relaxation. And the next thing you know, we're short of bed and a luggage. So it was kind of comical.
Well, Mr. Aldag, thank you so much for your time, and we really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it, and all the best, and hope this season turns into being one a season we'll remember for a long time.
I think we all have that same hope. Thank you so much.
You good. Thanks, guys.